giving thanks to God the Father, who hath made us worthy to be partakers of the lot of the saints in light. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Today is the last Sunday after Pentecost. Last year, the church year started on the first Sunday of Advent with Saint Luke's account on the last days. And it now ends with Saint Matthew's description on the end of the world. Today we will also do our November Cemetery Rosary procession at Gate of Heaven Cemetery. When we pray for our beloved dead, we remember not only them, but also our own last end, which will inevitably come. The gospel of today has Jesus leaving the temple after visiting it for the last time. Some of his disciples called his attention to how big and impressive building this temple was. But later on, as he and his apostles sat on the Mount of Olives facing the temple, Jesus told them that the day would soon come when there would not be left a stone upon a stone of that huge building. The apostles, they knew the prophecies about the destruction of Jerusalem and the end of the world which would follow it. So they asked our Lord about the last things. Jesus then described the coming destruction of Jerusalem by the Romans. He told exactly how the temple will be destroyed, the city demolished, and its people fleeing from there. The exact fulfillment of our Lord's words about the destruction of Jerusalem is also proof that what he foretold about the end of the world and his second coming will also be fulfilled. The signs which will precede the end of the world will be similar to those which preceded the destruction of Jerusalem: wars, revolutions, and earthquakes. Also, there will be universal apostasy, false Christs and false prophets, and the moral laws will be held in disrespect. And finally, there shall appear a giant cross on the sky, and the divine judge will come in power and glory to judge the living and the dead. The last judgment follows the end of the world as we know it. But we should know that the end of the world is not the same thing as end of life. Even many Catholics get confused about last things. First of all, each person who ever lives faces two judgments: the particular judgment and general judgment, also called the last judgment. The particular judgment is what one faces immediately after his death, and the absence where the soul goes, they are heaven, purgatory, or hell. The general judgment is when Christ comes again as judge, and everyone is called body and soul to appear in front of him. At that moment of the last judgment, the world ends, as does purgatory, and our Lord sends his elect to heaven and those who have rejected him to hell. If everyone receives his own judgment, why is there a general judgment then? It is because God is not only a merciful God who saves the sinner who is sorry for his sins. He is also a just God who gives evil its due punishment. At the end of the world, at the last judgment, all our evil deeds we've ever done, they become public. We don't know exactly in what manner they are revealed, but God's justice demands evil to be punished. All our sins, all our unkind words and deeds, all our omissions, all our acts of disobedience, they all will be revealed. But the difference between those who are called to heaven and those who are sent to hell is that the elect of God, they can say that God was merciful to me even after I did all these bad things. While those who abandoned him, they are forced to admit that they were lost completely because of their own fault. The last judgment sometimes fills our heart with fear, but it really should not. It is only the evil people, they who love sin, who should be afraid of hell. First of all, the end of the world will not come until the number of the elect of God is filled. So you can be certain that none of your children or grandchildren will be missed from the call of God. Secondly, God is trustworthy, and we know that whatever judgment he passes on us will be just. We creatures, we can make mistakes and judge things wrongly. God never does and never will. I sometimes wonder, why do some people of today waste their time thinking and speculating the number of the reprobate, that is, how big part of mankind will end up in hell? The Church only canonizes people. She does not damn them. That judgment is left to God, and it should be left to God. Imagine that Archangel Michael would appear to you and announce to you without a shadow of a doubt that 50%, 90%, or 99% of the people will end up in hell. What good would that information do to you? Isn't it up to you, yourself, to give your own account of your life at your own particular judgment, whether it comes sooner or later? We know from God's revelation of only two people who are in hell, Judas and the bad thief. For everyone else you can and you should pray for. Never exclude anyone from your prayers, whether he was good or bad, according to our judgment. I can think, for example, of my grandparents. None of them was a Catholic. They never prayed a single rosary in their lives, and I have reason to believe that maybe they did not follow all the commandments. Am I anxious over the fate of their souls? No, I am not. It's because I know God is a just and fair judge. If they have done good, they have been rewarded for it. And should they have done any evil, they have been fairly and justly punished. All it remains for me is to pray for them. So instead of being terrified of God's judgment over people, shouldn't the fact that he is a strict and just judge be, on the contrary, a great consolation to us? Whenever we commend the souls of our beloved ones to him, we can be certain that they are judged fairly. In that tribunal of God, there is no corruption, no wheeling and dealing, and no fear of a mistrial. And for your own soul either, you never need to be in anxiety. The very reason why you say the act of contrition in the confessional is that you don't need to guess or be worried if you are sorry for your sins or not, but you know you are. And when you make the act of contrition, you are always absolved from all the sins you have ever done, even from those you have forgotten. Thanksgiving Day is not far away from this Sunday, but we should not wait for that one day in the year to thank God. We all too easily overlook the wonderful things God has done for us, or take them for granted, as if to say, yes, you have been kind, but what have you done for me lately? Today, St. Paul writes, giving thanks to God the Father, who hath made us worthy to be partakers of the lot of the saints in light, who hath delivered us from the power of darkness and hath translated us into the kingdom of the Son of his love. A distinguished mark of a Catholic is his thanksgiving for salvation through Christ. We who were once enslaved to the powers of darkness, we have been rescued from the tyranny of the devil. So today, when we think of the Last Judgment, know that even though death is certain, God's forgiveness to a penitent sinner is as certain. Our God has made us, and though he is our judge, we can always count on the fact that he judges with fairness and mercy. To him, we can always safely entrust our own soul and the souls whom we love. All of us have things we are grateful for and things we would rather give away. But the only thing what we must give away is sin. Of everything else, good and bad, you can be thankful. Whatever is hard and painful in this life, God will remove at the end, and only the goodness what His mercy grants will remain always. May God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.